Well, much of your career and work is focused on communicating environmental science and principles to broader audiences. How open and curious do you think Americans are to science at this point?
You know, I find people are very curious about the world around them. They are often looking for information on different things. What is most striking is that they are looking for someone they can trust, someone who can tell them what we know about something. And I think that's a key element in communication is trust.
Is overfishing still a problem on the West Coast?
Overfishing is much less of a problem on the West Coast than it was earlier. Let's look at the West Coast groundfish fishery, for example. It had been on the decline for decades and finally in the year 2000 declared a federal fishery disaster. That had very real consequences for many of our fishermen. During the time that I was at NOAA, a new fishery management plan was put in place for this particular fishery, the West Coast groundfish ITQ fishery. This plan was called a catch share plan. And it, in fact, has turned that fishery around in a very impressive fashion. By and large, I think fishermen are feeling it is definitely in the right direction.
What do you see as the most serious threat to the world's oceans at this point?
One of the challenges is that the oceans are out of sight, out of mind for most people. You know, we might go to the beach and enjoy the edge of the ocean, but we don't live there like we live on land. And there is insufficient awareness of how important healthy oceans are to our lives. The impact of climate change and ocean acidification loom large and are already affecting oceans in some very dramatic ways. Both of those underscore the importance of reducing carbon emissions as quickly as possible, not only for the impact that they are having on oceans, but for the impact they're having on the rest of the planet. I think that oceans really need to be understood as the lifeblood of the planet that they are, and we, I believe, have a responsibility to be good stewards of healthy oceans. I think it's okay to use oceans. I don't think it's okay to use them up. We are making very good, significant progress in some arenas, not so much in others. And addressing climate change is certainly one of those that deserves more significant attention.
Well, Dr. Lubchenco, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
It's been my pleasure.